Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is June the 1st. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible, something we do every day. We spend a little time in God's Word. Kids from all over the world are gathering together to hear from the Bible, stories from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading is in the book of Daniel, one of my favorite books, Daniel chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, and then 13 through 30, and then we finish our reading in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Now, King Belshazzar didn't pay any attention to the lessons his father Nebuchadnezzar had learned about honoring God. God sent a message in a way that really got Belshazzar's attention. Let's hear about it from Daniel chapter 5. Many years later, King Belshazzar gave a great feast for 1,000 of his nobles, and he drank wine with them. While Belshazzar was drinking the wine, he gave orders to bring in the gold and silver cups that his predecessor Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple in Jerusalem. He wanted to drink from them with his nobles, his wives, and his concubines. So they brought these gold cups taken from the temple, the house of God in Jerusalem, and the king and his nobles, his wives, and his concubines drank from them. While they drank from them, they praised their idols made of gold, silver, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Suddenly, they saw the fingers of a human hand writing on the plaster wall of the king's palace near the lampstand. The king himself saw the hand as it wrote, and his face turned pale with fright. His knees knocked together in fear, and his legs gave way beneath him. So Daniel was brought in before the king. The king asked him, "Are you Daniel, one of the exiles brought from Judah by my predecessor, King Nebuchadnezzar? I have heard that you have the spirit of the gods within you, and that you are filled with insight, understanding, and wisdom. My wise men and enchanters have tried to read the words on the wall and tell me their meaning, but they cannot do it. I am told that you can give interpretations and solve difficult problems. If you can read these words and tell me their meaning, you will be clothed in purple robes of royal honor, and you will have a gold chain placed around your neck. You will become the third highest ruler in the kingdom." Daniel answered the king, "Keep your gifts, or give them to someone else. But I will tell you what the writings mean. Your Majesty, the Most High God gave sovereignty, majesty, glory, and honor to your predecessor, Nebuchadnezzar. He made him so great that people of all races and nations and languages trembled before him in fear. He killed those he wanted to kill. He spared those he wanted to spare. He honored those he wanted to honor, and disgraced those he wanted to disgrace. But when his heart and mind were puffed up with arrogance, he was brought down from his royal throne and stripped of his glory. He was driven from human society. He was given the mind of a wild animal, and he lived among the wild donkeys. He ate grass like a cow, and he was drenched with the dew of heaven until he learned that the Most High God rules over all the kingdoms of the world and appoints anyone he desires to rule over them. You are his successor, O Belshazzar, and you knew all this, yet you have not humbled yourself, for you have proudly defiled the Lord of heaven and have had these cups from his temple brought before you, and your nobles and your wives and concubines have been drinking wine from them while praising gods of silver, gold, bronze, iron, wood, and stone, gods that neither see nor hear, nor know anything at all. But you have not honored the God who gives you the breath of life and controls your destiny. So God has sent this hand to write this message. This is the message that was written: Mene, mene, tekel, emparsin. This is what these words mean. Mene means numbered. God has numbered the days of your reign and has brought it to an end. Tekel means weighed. You have been weighed on the balance and have not measured up. Parson means divided. Your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was dressed in purple robes. A gold chain was hung around his neck, and he was proclaimed the third highest ruler in the kingdom. But that very night, Belshazzar, the Babylonian king, was killed. What an incredible story. God had a message for Belshazzar. Time's up. The king had refused to honor God, so God decided to take away Belshazzar's kingdom. The message is clear for all of us as well. God opposes those who choose to ignore and defy him. But God will guide and support all who honor him. Choose to honor God today with all that you are, with our worship and with our obedience. This is what 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 says. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by his great mercy that we have all been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. How about that? Well, my friends, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, hearing these amazing stories from the Bible. I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy. Let his joy be your strength. And remember this. Remember that you are loved. How about that? Alrighty, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.